Pop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on crap from the past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Hi, I am Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. I don't know, it's just one of those weekends. I don't have air conditioning in my house, and I've been cranky and miserable since Friday. So, coming into the station here, it's 20 degrees in the studio, and it feels pretty good to me. So, I'm in a pretty foul mood because of the weather. So, consider this your blast of fresh air. Where am I going with this? I don't know. Last week we did the all-instrumental show, and there were a couple that I just forgot. I left them home. So I have a couple of residual instrumentals to play for you this week. Not very many, so don't freak out. I got some of Defunk to play for you, and really not much else. A lot of preparation is going into my big show next week, and I may as well plug it right up front. Next week's show is going to be pretty spectacular, and it's unlike anything that's ever aired on the radio here in Minneapolis, or anywhere for that matter, because, well, here's the deal. Let me get rid of the theme music because we got to pay attention here. Let's suppose you work for a big old record company and you want to use some particular song on one of your albums, but you're cheap and you don't want to pay for the rights to the song. So what do? You record a cheap knockoff version of the song. Good plan. And it sounds pretty cheesy to boot. Well, what happens to all these cheesy knockoff versions? I have collected them, and I'll be doing an entire show of cheap knockoff versions of the hits. It's going to be co-hosted by Chuck Tomlinson. That's Chuck of Chuck and Joel over from Cosmic Slop on Radio K. He'll be here sitting in with me, and we'll be trading back and forth cheap knockoff versions of the hits. 2 hours of it. It's about 30 songs we plan on getting through. Or the way we talk, it'll probably be closer to 10. So I'll have to stretch it out over a couple of weeks. But in any case, cheap knockoff versions here on the show next week should be pretty astounding by all standards, and I'm looking forward to it. So this week, kind of lying low. Trying sandwiched neatly between the all-instrumentals and pure crap, which is going to be next week. We're just going to lie low and try and be inoffensive this week. But I thought I would start you with a good dose of Defunk. The Barqués. Let me check when this thing came out. It's on that fantastic In Yo Face collection that was put out by Rhino Records. And because I give you only the proper information here, I want to look this up and make sure it's accurate. Ah, here we go. 1978. Stax Records was still around in 78, which is kind of surprising to me. This must have been one of the last singles they released before they were absorbed by some other record company from financial problems. Big R&B hit for the Barqués from 1978, Holy Ghost on Crap from the Past.
And bound when down.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Stop him! He's whacked out of his gourd!
On Crap from the Past.
Let it fade down to nothing there. It is Mike and the Mechanics, and yes, it was a big hit, and the only reason I'm playing that is because it was a request at 612-341-0980. Any reasonable request will not be denied. It's got to be a pop song, though. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're not used to the Crap from the Past lifestyle that we keep here, it's pop stuff you haven't heard on the radio, or you won't hear on the radio on any of those other commercial stations at all. It's the pop stuff. Either it's the really good or the really bad. Before that, Barquet's and Holy Ghost from 1978, and I didn't realize that Holy Ghost was sampled in Pump Up the Volume, but the last couple of bars of Holy Ghost show up there very prominently in Mars's hit from 87, 88, something like that. Something you want to hear? Again, 612-341-0980. Hey, look, a James Brown tune that I have queued up here. James, James had a tough time in the 80s, had a couple of bright spots. Big bright spot was he found Dan Hartman, and Dan Hartman fully understood how James Brown should sound. Wrote a terrific song for him called Living in America, which I'm sure you've heard off the Rocky V, Rocky IV soundtrack. One of those Rockies. and actually produced the full album for James called Gravity, what I'm going to play for you here. The lead, the title track from that particular album, written and produced by Dan Hartman, and I think he understood James on this. It's Gravity on Crap from the Past.
In the 21st century, you can dance with your feet on the ground. And if you believe, then you can fly. And if a man can dream, then he can fly. Gravity! Yeah!
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Man, I feel like a woman.
On Crap from the Past.
Change of pace here on Crap from the Past, and at the time it was a big change of pace for Rick Astley. If you recognized Rick Astley at all, good for you. He was the guy behind the big hits Never Gonna Give You Up and Together Forever. Big voice behind a lot of musically lesser hits, most of which were produced by Stock Aitken Waterman in the late 80s. In 1991, he released the album Free, and I would assume that meant free from the production team of Stock Aitken Waterman, because he took on a lot of the writing and some of the producing credits as well. He co-produced that song and co-wrote it with Rob Fisher, who was from the group Naked Eyes. That's the last I heard of Rob Fisher. And Cry for Help was a big old hit for Rick Astley in 1991. The album Free that it was from, not such a big hit, and Rick Astley disappeared shortly after that. Now you know. Don't you feel better now? Something you want to hear? 612-341-0980. I've queued up this next song, yet I know very little about Miss Patty Brooks. She had a big hit, well, a good size hit on the dance charts with After Dark in 1978. That's what I'm going to play for you here. Patti Brooks on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
And at the very same moment, his car was completely demolished.
On Crap from the Past.
yourself a riff and repeat it over and over and over again, and eventually it turns into a song. That's the formula followed by the Ray Beats, and I actually like that stuff a lot, from the album Guitar Beat. Let me give you a quick history of the discography of the Ray Beats, because there isn't much. Three albums, to the best of my knowledge. One that came out only in England called Don't Fall... Roping Wild Bears. It was an EP and it was only four songs long, and then three of the songs were repeated on their big album Guitar Beat, which is what you heard there. You heard the song Tight Turn, which was on the EP, also on the Guitar Beat album, where it was produced by Martin Rushent, who did the first Human League album, or the big Human League album, Dare, and I think did some of the work with the Go-Go's, a fine producer, and did a terrific job with Guitar Beat. Guitar Beat is wonderful. Start to finish, a terrific album. After that, they released another album called It's Only a Movie from 1983, and it's up and down, but all three are on all different record companies, and little tiny record companies at that, so it's tough to say whether those are ever going to come out on CD. You heard it right there off my LP from Guitar Beat. There, more than you ever wanted to know about the Ray Beats. And now, if you're tuning in for the first time and you have no idea what's going on, I am Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, where we play a lot of pop you haven't heard on the air in a long, long time, or maybe not at all, or pop that just isn't serviced by those big, stupid commercial stations. Now, a regular feature here on Crap from the Past, we're up to the god-awful medley of the week. I guess you could say it peaked around 1981-82 with the Hooked on Classics and the Stars on 45, but it's been around since before then and a little bit after then as well. This week, no exception, a new medley here on Crap from the Past, or one that I've never played before on the show. In 1989, when Duran Duran released their Decade album, it was their greatest hits, they actually pulled a single from it, which is not really widely known. I don't know if it came out on 7-inch, but I have the 12-inch at home. It's called Burning the Ground. And it's not a single in the conventional sense, because it's not included on the album, but it's sampled from bits and pieces of the album. That doesn't make it any good, that just makes it sort of a curiosity. Interesting at best. From 1989, Duran Duran and Burning the Ground, the god-awful medley on Crap from the Past.
Moderator?
Mr. President!
Your mission, then. Find Duran Duran. Duran Duran.
Just a minute, I'll slip something on.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Boogie Monster Gerber.
I dig you. You are really cool.
On Crap from the Past.
I used to be lunatic from your precious face.
Lovers Speaks. I believe they're British. I don't know much about them, but if you recognize the song at all, you recognize it from the Annie Lennox version, which was a good size hit for her from her remakes album from 1995. That's the original version there from 86, as originally recorded by The Lovers Speaks. Unfortunately, I find it plodding. Big, humongous production by Jimmy Iovine, yet the tempo's a little too sluggish for me, and I find that really annoying. That's one of the worst aspects of British pop in my eyes. What do I know? I'm just a DJ. Annie Lennox did a smashing version of the song. And really spiffed it up, I must say. So, hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, having offended all the Lovers Speaks fans out there. Something you'd like to complain about, 612-341-0980. I'm kind of cantankerous because I don't have air conditioning in my apartment, or in my house, sorry. And I've been miserable for the last couple days. Haven't slept well at all. Yeah, I got the fans cranked up, so blankets and papers and stuff blowing all over the bedroom, but nope, doesn't help me sleep any better. So I'm in a pretty foul mood. Yep, really, really helps you out, doesn't it? Makes you want to just keep on listening and see what comes up next. Well, you'll be glad you did, actually. This is a real obscurity. If you're a fan of 1950s B-movies, and who isn't really, I'm sure you're going to recognize the name Mamie Van Doren. For some reason, Mamie Van Doren, well, I know she recorded some albums in the 50s and 60s. I'm not going to play those. I am going to play this very strange curiosity from 1984. She recorded what appears to be a 12-inch single and nothing else. I don't think there's an album that goes along with this, but I'm going to play you the shortest version on the 12-inch of State of Turmoil. This is a real obscurity from 1984. Mamie Van Doren. This song really grows on you, actually, so this is going to be cemented in your brain and you're going to be humming this thing tomorrow. State of Turmoil from Mamie Van Doren on Trap from the Past.
Mr. Gerber.
Come on, feel the noise.
On Crap from the Past.
We'll be right back. something's knocking at my door. But I will fight a holy war. Love is all I'm asking for. I will fight a holy war. Hey, don't you fight a holy war.
John Butcher, a name you probably don't know, and that's okay. He was signed to Capitol Records back in the late 80s, and that was one of his singles, Holy War. John Butcher probably never achieved giant-sized commercial success because he just didn't sound like very many other people that were on the air in 1987, like Aerosmith and Gloria Estefan and Bon Jovi. It just didn't fit neatly into the giant big hair music. That's a good way to describe it. And Holy War was one of his singles, another one being Goodbye Saving Grace, which is one of my faves. And that's one I've played here on the show before. He was produced by Spencer Proffer, the guy who did the Quiet Riot albums, and also, what else did he do? He did Children of the Sun from Billy Thorpe back in 1979. So, a good solid production for John Butcher, and I'm happy to revive the John Butcher music here on Crap from the Past. That single was actually supplied to me by a listener who was kind enough to leave it in my box one week, and I made a little copy of it and played it for you there from 1987. Hi, I am in fact Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Here on Carp from the Past, you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Yeah, I know I have 10 minutes left before the top of the hour, but close enough. It's close enough for government work, I like to say. I seem a little flippant tonight, don't I? Yeah, that's okay. I'm a little fried because last night I DJed a high school reunion for the class of 1990. So it's a lot of real common 80s music that I was playing for 6 hours, and I'm a little fried on the commercial stuff. I don't want to hear Come On Eileen anymore. It just makes me mad. So if I'm digging a little too deep this week, you'll understand, and you'll bear with me, and I'll be back to normal next week when we do the All Knockoffs show. If you're just tuning in and didn't hear the beginning of the show, next week is a truly special edition, and I'm having Chuck from Chuck and Joel over on Radio K come on in. He's the host of one of the hosts of Cosmic Slop, and together we'll be playing all knockoff versions of the hits. You see, the deal is, let's say you run a record company and you want one particular song on one of your albums, but you're too cheap to buy the rights to it. What do? You record a cheesy knockoff version of the song, and that's what you include. It's cheaper that way, and frankly, it sounds it. So Chuck and I have rounded up a whole lot of these cheesy knockoff versions, going all the way back to the 60s, and some as recent as just 2 years ago. And we've got a whole lot of them. We're going to be doing an entire show of these cheesy knockoffs, and that's going to be right here at this very time slot. Sunday nights, midnight to 2 in the morning. Blech! Frankly, I wish I had a better time slot, but that's okay. This is a low-pressure time slot when I'm reasonably assured that no one is listening. And it gives me license to play stuff like this. Stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And sometimes with good reason. This particular thingy here is not quite the 12-inch to Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. It's an extended mix put together by The Edge. They were a production company out in Tulsa. I don't know if they're still around anymore, but they did a lot of fun 12-inch stuff that I think you'll find pretty entertaining. Dead Man's Party from Oingo Boingo on Crap from the Past.
We'll be right back.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Here's a current disco standard from back in 1976.
On Crap from the Past.
Should sound a little bit like The Hustle. That's Van McCoy, the guy who did The Hustle, and he was trying to rekindle the magic a good 2 years after The Hustle was a hit. Hustle was a big hit in 1975. That you just heard right there was released in 1977, and it's called The Shuffle. The Hustle, The Shuffle. He was trying to make some big money for himself and followed the formula pretty closely. Turns out it was a big hit in England. Didn't do anything. Nothing here in the States, but he had a good-sized hit in England with The Shuffle. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and yes, you're listening to Fresh Air Wheelchair Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. That's just what you do, I understand. And last week, as you know, if you tuned in, you heard a whole bunch of instrumentals. Well, there were a couple that I didn't get to, and it made me mad afterwards because it wasn't as tightly scripted as I wanted it to be. I forgot a couple of songs. The Shuffle, which you just heard, was one of them. Another one is right here, and I got a call last week requesting Lucifer from the Alan Parsons Project. I don't do a whole lot of Alan Parsons here on the show because, well, you know, you can leave that to your prog rock stations. But Lucifer is a pretty good tune, and I thought I would dredge that up. I didn't cue it up properly because I don't really trust the KFAI turntables, but let's see what we got here. Sounded pretty promising. Alan Parsons and Lucifer on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Rico Suave.
On Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
I can't play that with a straight face. It's Kaoma. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's Lambada from 1990. Yep, Lambada. You know, the forbidden dance. Ooh, so forbidden that nobody actually danced it. And yet there were three movies made about the Lambada craze all at the same time. Amazing. And for the life of me, I didn't remember that that actually had vocals to it. I thought it was an instrumental, and I'm actually glad I didn't play it last week because I would have looked pretty foolish. But so, no, we didn't exactly flip formats here. We didn't go all Spanish or anything like that. I just wanted to rekindle the magic that once was Lambada. And now one final instrumental. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. I know this one doesn't have any words because it still makes my blood itch to this day. It bugged me when it came out, and I was only 11. It bugs me even more 21 years later, from 1979. Frank Mills, Tickling the Ivories on Music Box Dancer.
Monster Gerber.
Shut up!
On Crap from the Past.
We'll be right back.
to talk over the ending there. That's the Plimsolls from the fantastic album Everywhere at Once. So fantastic, in fact, that if you want to prove how cool you are in the world of pop music, you flash a CD copy of Everywhere at Once, the Plimsolls album from 1983, and you have instant status, meaning you know the good stuff. And actually, I couldn't agree more. It's a terrific album, start to finish, and what you just heard there was Finish. It's the last song on the album called Hobo, a nice little instrumental tacked on to the 1983 album Everywhere at Once from the Plimsolls. Wonderful stuff, and one I forgot to play last week. This next song, also instrumental, and one I had no intention of playing last week. It's just strange. Paul Hardcastle. You know the name Paul Hardcastle because he was that producer behind the song 19, that Vietnam thingy from 85, and had a smallish hit in 84 with a song called Rainforest, which I think I played last week. In between in there, somewhere, he did a remake of the Pig Bag dance classic Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag, as done by Paul Hardcastle. And the whole thing's a little fishy to me because it was released, well, I got my copy at least, off a Canadian 12-inch on Kaz Records. Kaz Records is the Canadian label that originally released the Pig Bag album stuff. So Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag came out by Pig Bag on Kaz Records in around 81 or 82 in Canada. And the same record company apparently re-released it a couple years later with Paul Hardcastle's version on the A side and the Pig Bag original on the B side. It's very strange and to me kind of disturbing. I don't know what to make of the whole thing, so I'm just going to lay it out for you here. So for the next 6 minutes and 26 seconds, Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag as done by Paul Hardcastle on Crap from the Past.
on Boogie Monster Gerber.
Do you like pina colonics and getting caught in the rain?
On Crap from the Past.
And oops, I forgot to write down when that's from. I think that's from 86. And Face the Face, a song where all the instruments are huge. How is it mixed so that everything sounds extra large? How is that possible? I don't know. But that's he succeeded magnificently in his one fantastic solo single. Not too thrilled with the rest of his stuff, but you heard Face the Face. And if that doesn't wake you up, nothing will. What did I cue up here? Oh, yeah, Strawberry Letter 23. Let's talk about the song Strawberry Letter 23. Originally recorded by a guy named Shuggie Otis. He was the son of Johnny Otis, who had a big hit with Willie and the Hand Jive back in the 50s. His son, a pretty fine guitarist, not the greatest vocalist in the world, but wrote some really funky tunes and played some mean guitar on them. And then kind of faded into obscurity, and that's fine. Years later, Quincy Jones resurrected one of his songs, Strawberry Letter 23, gave it to the Brothers Johnson, and produced it for them, and had a big old hit with it in 1977. So what I'm going to play for you here is the 12-inch version of the Brothers Johnson hit, and then I'm going to play you the Shuggie Otis original, just because I can and nobody's listening here at 1:30 in the morning. Brothers Johnson on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
The new soft sound of the 70s was upon us.
On Crap from the Past.
Trippy and wonderful, actually, from 1971. It's Shuggie Otis in the original version of Strawberry Letter 23. Before that, the 12-inch version of Strawberry Letter 23 is done by the Brothers Johnson. Actually, the 12-inch, for some reason, the 12-inch is, the recording on the 12-inch single is sped up quite a bit over the 7-inch single. So the 7-inch sounds a lot closer to the Shuggie Otis version. It's about the same tempo, and it's recorded in the same key, as opposed to the 12-inch, which kind of sounds a little bit rushed, and it's recorded a half step higher. So there you go. The Shuggie Otis tune supplied courtesy of Joel from Cosmic Slop. They play stuff I got for them. I play stuff they got for me. It works nicely that way. Something you want to hear in the last 20 minutes or so? Where am I? 612-341 0980. And now I'm going to play you the original version of a Melissa Manchester tune. And you could say that for virtually the entire Melissa Manchester catalog. I think she based her whole career on remakes of some fairly obscure originals. Actually, let me do two. just because I can, because it's 1:40 in the morning and nobody's listening to Crap from the Past tonight. Slow night, very slow night on the phones, and that's okay. Just make sure you tune in next week because it's going to be extra super good. What did I queue up here? Oh, yeah, Don't Cry Out Loud was a big old hit for Melissa Manchester. I want to say around 79. I don't remember the exact year, but that's okay. That's not the point. Originally recorded by The Moments. The Moments did Love on a Two-Way Street. They also did a song called We Don't Cry Out Loud, and it was a very small hit in 1977. Here you go. The Moments on Crap from the Past. By the way, this isn't very good. And the Melissa Manchester version is far superior. But anyway, here's the original on Crap from the Past.
By the day the circus came to town, she didn't like parades, just passing by her. So she painted on a smile and took up with some clown and danced without a net upon the wire. I know a lot about her, 'cause you see, baby is an awful lot like me. Nothing more than sawdust and some glitter, but baby can't be broken, 'cause you see, she had the finest teacher, that's me. Should fall. Remember, you almost had it. Don't cry out loud.
familiar, but yet not so familiar. If you recognize the voice, well, good for you. Impressive. That's Charlie Dore, the woman who did Pilot of the Airwaves. Something I don't fully understand about the Charlie Dore story here. She released the first album on Island Records with a big hit called Pilot of the Airwaves, which was a fine, fine song. One of the finest songs about DJs that have ever been recorded, actually. Second album didn't come out on Island, came out on Chrysalis. I don't remember the name of the album, but You Should Hear How She Talks About You was on that. That was 1981. Pilot of the Airwaves was around 1980, I think. So not a big gap between them. She just flipped record companies for some reason. Apparently, the Chrysalis album wasn't pushed real well. I don't know what the single was. There was no hit single from there. And it's too bad because there was some really polished, super polished pop. Percaro's Aplenty. I believe Toto was the backing band, or at least the guys from Toto. So Percaro's Aplenty, including Jeff Percaro on drums, and fairly bland production, but effective, and gets the point of the song across. You Should Hear How She Talks About You from Charlie Dore. Recorded 2 years later. No, I'm sorry, 1 year later in 82 by Melissa Manchester, with Arif Martin doing the production. And a really super fine production and a fine song from Melissa Manchester. Before that, before the Charlie Dore song, The Moments. I believe a couple of the guys from The Moments went on to be Ray Goodman and Brown, I think. Or is that The Equals? No, I don't remember. The Moments, in any case, with the original We Don't Cry Out Loud, a song produced by Sylvia Robinson, who went on to work with Sugar Hill Records and did some fine work over there. Some less than stellar production for The Moments. And so we're going to move away from the Melissa Manchester stuff. We'll do one more song in the real world and then one really super flippant song to make Mandy really mad. Trash in the radio station before she takes over. That's the way it ought to be, don't you think? So let me do my closing show credits now while I still have 10 minutes left and I can still talk freely. So you've been listening to Crap from the Past here on KFAI. If you like the 70s stuff that I play, you're definitely going to like Cosmic Slop. Sunday afternoons at 2 over on AM 770 Radio K. It's with Chuck and Joel, and they're all 70s all the time, and they're really good at it. And they talk a lot more than I do. Unfortunately, I would also plug KSMM, the little pop station in Shakopee, but they are no more. If you tune in, you'll get the robot. So it sounds like the station's on the air, but it's basically a big jukebox with the robot controlling the playlists and whatnot. It kind of takes the fun out of it when all the people leave. So, if you're interested in the pop stuff, you gotta tune in here next week. I can't even conceive of how huge next week's show is gonna be. Chuck of Chuck and Joel from Cosmic... It's all Cosmic Slop, right? It's all the references come back to slop. Chuck's gonna be sitting in here with me, and together we're gonna be spinning knockoff versions of the hits. When you're too cheap to buy the rights to the song, you record a cheesy knockoff version of the song. And Chuck and I have enough to easily coast through 2 hours, so we're gonna be just playing the music and trying to come up with some explanations as to why these things exist. Most of them leave us totally baffled, so it ought to be really good. That's next week, right here on... what's the name of my show? Crap from the Past. Yeah, that's it. Okay, legal too. You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. All right, I'm play a good song and then truly an abomination to take you out. Here's the good song. It's a remix of Like Flames by Berlin. This was the follow-up to Take My Breath Away, and it's far, far superior to Take My Breath Away, although you wouldn't know it based on its chart performance. Hit the bottom of the charts in 1986. Like Flames on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back. like flames. I was going to just go cold into the next song, but I forgot I had a little announcement. So here, bear with me for about 30 seconds. KFAI is a proud sponsor of Siren 2000, Siren's first annual block party. This community event is Sunday, August 20th from 2 until 10 p.m. Join KFAI and Siren on Irving Avenue between Lagoon and Lake in Uptown for a day of music, food, and entertainment. Excuse me. Performers include the Vibro Champs, Beira Mar Brazil, and Tulip Sweet and her Trail of Tears. For more information, check out the KFAI website at www.kfai.org. Oh, yeah. Now, having plowed through that, I have a couple of extra seconds here. I don't know what to make of this. All I can tell you is that you're not going to want to hear this a second time. I'm not even sure what record company this is on. It's something that starts with a K-O. I don't know. It's on the sampler service that I get. And this thing came out mid-July. Here's Hampton the Hamster and the Hamster Dance song. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Universal Frequencies every Monday morning from 2 to 5 a.m. for the best in trip-hop, ambient, indie pop, spoken word, and artist interviews. That's Universal Frequencies, Mondays from 2 to 5 a.m. on Fresh Air Radio.
Simply fascinating. I could hear it all day.